Early in the morning of 9th November 1938, when I was 13 years old, our apartment was phoned by someone and spoke to my mother. We never found out who he was. They said, "Get out of Munich. The Nazis are arresting all adult Jewish males." It just so happened to be the Yahrzeit, the annual memorial prayer for my father's mum that day. So my father had gone to the synagogue that morning. The main synagogue in the center of Munich had been pulled down by the Nazis. It had been close to Hitler's headquarters. And I remember seeing him on a few occasions walking in the street. So my father had to go to pray in a makeshift synagogue instead. My mother came into our bedroom and told us, my brother's mine, and told us that someone had phoned, and my brother was 17 at the time, should not go to his college that day, that it was not to go, and I was not to go to school. Instead, we would go and get my dad from the temporary synagogue. We had a green Opel Olympia car, remember it clearly, and we drove towards the synagogue. My mum parked a little way before, crossed the street towards the gates that led to the synagogue courtyard, where an SS officer was standing guard in front and firmly closed the gates. She passed the car again so that my brother could wait before driving slowly into a side street, following my mother, where she got in and drove to my father's office. I remember feeling very scared as the jeweler's shop we were parked in front of had broken glass on the street. However, at a little moment, my parents both came down to the car. For some reason, my father actually had his German passport on him. And we drove him straight to the main railway station. He took a train to Luxembourg, where his sister lived with her husband. He knew that he needed to get out of Germany quickly to avoid being arrested. He returned to Munich a few weeks later, when he thought that things had calmed down. My brother went to his college, as no one there knew that he was Jewish. Our family name Siegel did not give us away, so that left my mother and me together. She had phoned our flat from my father's office, and our maid told her that the Nazis been a few times looking for my father, so we decided not to go back to that night, but instead to my grandmother's house. She had a Hungarian passport, which we thought would protect us, as there was a period when the Nazis did not bother foreign Jews. However, the Nazis came to my grandmother's flat three or four times during that night. They came into the bedroom I was sharing with my mother and asked, "Where is your husband?" My mother did a wonderful thing. She covered her face with her hands and said, while crying, "He is not here. which made them think that he had already been arrested. I thought she was terrific for doing this. The next day, we went back to our flat, but being Jewish, I could no longer go back to my school. So, age 13, I just had to stop. So my mother decided I needed to learn English. She found a teacher, and we started classes with a couple of my friends. It was not long after that that the Kinder Transport Organization was formed. You had to put your name on a list, and you got priority if there was someone in the UK who would be able to take you in. As my dad was still able to work as a lawyer with making emigration clients, any time anyone left for England, he would ask them if they knew someone that could take his daughter. Eventually, an elderly lady, a Mrs. Williams, was found who lived in Braestead in Kent, big house. She had already taken in a German girl from Hamburg and agreed to take me too. But she was not prepared to put down the £50 security for me, so somehow my dad managed to do this. I left Munich on the 29th of June, 1939, on the Kinder Transport, a train, at midnight. For me, it was an adventure and exciting, until the moment the train left the station and I saw my mother crying.